We carried it live as President Obama and Governor Mitt Romney held their first of three presidential debates. But one local teacher was surprised to find out with her students recently that these two men aren't the only two running for president. So why are there only two candidates debating? Ben has the reality check you won't see anywhere else.
The email I received was from Karen, a computer teacher at Queen of Peace Elementary School. Karen's working with sixth graders on a poster project about the campaign. Quote, I'm having the students research the candidates, finding facts, developing a campaign poster, and then voting on election day. We did an early voting experience yesterday before they did any research. I then found a website that listed all of the candidates that were running. And surprise to everyone, there is more than Romney and Obama running. Well, Karen's right on. There are more candidates running. In fact, here in Ohio, there are at least nine candidates on the ballot. Aside from the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, the Libertarian Party, the Constitution Party, the Green Party, even the modern-day Whig Party. So the question, why, if we're not a two-party country, do we have debates that include candidates from only major parties? Well, the answer is actually pretty simple. It's something called the Commission on Presidential Debates. The CPD was established in 1987. According to its website, its mission is to ensure that debates, as a permanent part of every general election, provide the best possible information to viewers and listeners. Well, what a noble mission. But it begs the question, if the goal is to provide the best possible information to viewers and listeners, how can you do that with only two candidates being given time to speak? You do have to have some criteria, though, don't you? Of course. And the CPD has three criteria. In order to be included, a candidate, number one, must meet the constitutional requirements to be elected president. Understandable. Why allow someone to debate if they can't legally become president? Number two, they must be on the ballot in enough states to win the Electoral College. Again, understandable. If a candidate cannot mathematically win, there's no reason to put them in a national debate. But then there's number three. They must have received at least 15% support in five national polls. Well, that one is much less reasonable. But that 15% support rule is fairly new. In fact, how the CPD came into existence is pretty interesting. In 1976, 1980, and 1984, the League of Women Voters moderated presidential debates. They then walked away from it, saying that the demands of the two parties, Republican and Democrat, would perpetuate a fraud on the American people. The CPD, the Commission on Presidential Debates, as we know it today, was then formed by the Republican and Democrat parties. The commission is headed up by Frank Fahrenkopf, a former head of the Republican National Committee, and former Clinton White House Press Secretary Michael D. McCurry. So let's be clear. A debate commission that's run by former bigwigs from the Republican and Democrat parties and creates a 15% polling rule in five national polls isn't trying to create inclusion. They're trying to prevent it. If you don't have the money of the two big parties, getting your name out nationally to get into those polls, well, it can only happen if you're a billionaire like Ross Perot. Aside from billionaires, no one else has a chance. This lack of inclusion is finally getting some attention, though. This year's debates, which are funded by sponsors, just lost three of their 10 sponsors, Philips Electronics, BBH New York, and the YWCA. They have all pulled their sponsor money because of the lack of inclusion of one particular candidate, Libertarian candidate and former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson. Governor Johnson is the next highest polling candidate after President Obama and Governor Romney. But when he is included in polling, the effect he's having is significant. For instance, on Wednesday, Gravis Marketing and Capital Correspondent released results from Ohio from a poll conducted September 21st through the 22nd. That poll included 594 likely voters, and it covered the presidential race and the Senate elections. Take a look. In that poll, Obama-Biden, 45%. Other or unsure, 10%. Romney-Ryan, 44%. But then, Gary Johnson's name was added, and here's how the numbers shook out then. Johnson, 10%. Obama-Biden, 44%. Other unsure, 7%. Romney-Ryan, 37%. So what you need to know, the fastest-growing segment of the American electorate, independent voters. 43% of undecided swing voters are independents. And it's all about trajectory. Independent voters have been on the rise, while the parties have been playing to a shrinking base. There are now six states where independents outnumber both Republicans and Democrats. And that growing segment of the population isn't looking for fewer options. They're looking for more. This election could be an historic last for the control of this two-party system. And that is Reality Check.
you'd like to make your voice heard on the story, head over to Ben's Facebook page. Find it by searching Ben Swan, WXIX.